Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, it's Jabba here, and great to have your company as we catch up with a quiet achiever, an Aussie who made the jump from directing a beloved television series Down Under to a Marvel blockbuster. Black Widow is one of my favourite films of 2021, so I was fascinated to hear how Kate Shortland decided to tackle a movie with intimate character interactions alongside massive action sequences.
Kate Shortland, another Aussie joining us, just putting the final touches. Well, you've put the finishing touches on the next MCU blockbuster, Black Widow. How are you feeling right now, Kate?
Really excited to share it because we put the finishing touches on it probably a year ago. So I haven't been near the film, you know, so it's beautiful that we get to release it and audiences get to see it.
I feel like people are going to blow smoke up your bum and tell you how amazing and great it is. I thought it was absolutely exceptional, just really such a solid entry in the Marvel Cinematic Universe and a brilliant launch pad for Phase 4. What were you hoping to achieve with Black Widow? Because it's you handle the intimate story beats like The Secret Life of Us, and then the huge Bond kind of, you know, the massive moments that also need to be there. So what was your approach?
Well, exactly those two things. We said it had to be intimate and it had to be epic. That was the two words that we had in our mind the whole time. And I hope we've achieved it. I wanted the action sequences to flow really seamlessly from the drama, so we made the action sequences as truthful as we could, and I wanted it to be fun. I was really aware that it needed beautiful spectacle, and I was inspired by things like Moulin Rouge. Even you know, when she there's a sequence where Scarlett flies suspended through the air, and that was inspired by Nicole across the bar in Moulin Rouge. So we looked at all different types of film when we were making it.
Can you tell us how a particular Bond film influences Black Widow, namely Moonraker?
It wasn't or not. Moonraker for me. It was what's the Bond film with Adele singing?
Okay, so more recent film, Skyfall. Yeah.
Skyfall, which I think is really incredible, and it has incredible action sequences. So, I watched Skyfall a few times.
I love that Moulin Rouge was an influence. Were there any other kind of Aussie? I mean, it's extremely funny, which I love. The beats with the sisters. Do you like my vest? I'll give it to you. Like, there's so many great, as you say, intimate moments. You know, were there Australianisms that you wanted to get into Black Widow?
I suppose there might be a little more swearing in it than in some Marvel films, which is an Australian quality. But I think just rawness. I think just taking things back, like stripping them back. So who are we underneath the artifice? And I think after this year, I think people don't want anything fake. I think they want something that feels true, even if it is a big action movie. I think they're longing for sort of connection, and I think we were trying to achieve all that stuff.
Absolutely worked for me. The time's come too quickly. I'm going to try and get one more question out of you, which is on a project as big as this.
We're out of time.
Oh, that's it, Kate. The time is up. You're in demand. Congratulations. Well done on Black Widow.
Thank you, Jason.
If you haven't seen it, make sure you check out Black Widow. It's available on Blu-ray, DVD, 4K, and digital.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.